This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They want you to eat bugs.
What to feed our ever-expanding world? Insects.
They could feed the world.
Healthy.
They're full of polyunsaturated fat, protein, and micronutrients.
And sustainable.
I'm Nicole Kidman, and I am going to eat a four-course meal of bugs.
And they want you to eat these bugs inside a massive prison system that sees humanity as a cancer upon the earth.
For too long, humanity has existed within dysfunctional and polluted cities that ignore nature. Now, a revolution in civilization is taking place. Imagine a traditional city and consolidating its footprint, designing to protect and enhance nature. The line will be home to 9 million residents and will be built with a footprint of just 34 square kilometers. And we are designing it to provide a healthier, more sustainable quality of life. The line's communities are organized in three dimensions. Residents have access to all their daily needs within five-minute walk neighborhoods. And the line's infrastructure makes it possible to travel end-to-end in 20 minutes with no need for cars, resulting in zero carbon emissions.
It is all completely bizarre, but it's just the cover story for a massive depopulation agenda. The COVID-19 vaccines are destroying the recipient's reproductive and immune systems and killing people over time with mysterious structures growing within the vascular system. We are now seeing this all over the world, and it's just getting started. There is a whole cultural movement now emerging from the shadows that wants humanity to collectively commit suicide. This anti-human cult has been around for decades, and outside of academia, have had to tread quietly because much of humanity is opposed to mass murder. But now that we are in the midst of this cult's massive depopulation effort, they are coming out into the open to convince us that it would be best for most of us to die.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
All the religious groups are against me because I'm talking about population. They want more souls. I want less on the planet.
The World Economic Forum has become the public domain of the anti-human cult's depopulation agenda. And all of pop culture is on board, from Hollywood to the Holy See.
The planet, the utopia that we've been given, the overpopulation.
Their agenda is disguised as environmentalism, so that all who oppose it now can be shamed. And when the mass starvation begins to overwhelm the population, the sentimental environmentalists can all be blamed. Because, of course, this has nothing to do with the environment. Boris Johnson's father, Stanley Johnson, is a member of this cult. And he wrote that the world's population needs to be cut down to a more manageable number. And this is what it's all about, a more manageable number. Because these psychopaths see the rest of us as their property to manage and cull accordingly. But humanity still has a choice, and we don't have to die in a prison death factory eating bugs. We could choose freedom, but time is running out. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Live, wild humans promoting freedom and a pro-human future. Thank you so much for joining us on this live August 1st Monday transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, our republic is pretty long in the tooth right now. But countries and nations are ideas, and they aren't like people. They can be reborn. They can continue on. But America's not perfect. But I tell you, what the globalists are setting up, what they're replacing us with, is nothing less than a total and complete anti-human nightmare. And I've got some really big examples of this, and the selfishness and the oxymoronical, hypocritical behavior of these people here in just a moment. But first, I want to play a clip from 2009. On 6-2-2009, where I warned you about bioweapon soft kill. Now, why is this little clip from a three-hour show that's posted to Rumble so important? Well, I mean, it's important on a lot of different fronts. But you now see Pentagon officials. You now see the Senate Armed Services Committee. You now see congressional hearings where we know the communist Chinese bought into DNA testing companies, both law enforcement and private, where people send off to get their DNA tested, and that they are testing bioweapons and developing race-specific or even individual-specific bioweapons with this. Well, this was being developed in the literature decades ago, and I laid it out in this short clip. But here's an example of how here we now are, going from the beta to the operational. And then another clip from just recently, but listeners went and added videos and documentation to everything I'm saying, dealing with the Brave New World is a battle plan to enslave humanity. Here they are back to back.
It's been declassified. It's been all over the news that for 36 years worldwide in every IMF World Bank controlled country, from Russia to Australia to England to the United States to Germany, blood has taken at birth for 36 years. Globally, it started in an international secret agreement. Blood is taken and put in a DNA database and is sold to private biotech companies who then license and register your DNA type. So when you want gene therapy later, you got to pay them for your own blood. It's also used so they can frame you with the blood they take. It's also used so they can track you and so they can make race-specific bioweapons for you individually if they want. And they now admit for at least 10 years they have laboratories that in one day can make a bioweapon which will only kill you. Or down to any subderivation or somebody that's 10% African from a certain area of Africa and a mix of Native American, they can kill you. Anything they want, they can kill you. They already have it. This is total full-spectrum dominance, New World Order style. This is what they brag about. It's why it's so funny to them. They're going to orderly put in the control grid, and then they're just going to start the slaughtering. All the killing and cancer you've seen so far is just the beginning of the soft kill operation. Most of the cops, military listening, you're already dead. They've already implanted you. I mean, with the cancer viruses, which are hormonal fluctuation triggers, where when you have a certain hormonal fluctuation, on average around retirement, you'll be dead. And I'm sorry they murdered you. I'm sorry they murdered most of us. But before we die from their soft kill attack, now that we're aware of it, we can do damage to them and save others and keep this iron grip from being able to make it all the way through. And I've gotten to point four of about 100.
They expect to have a world government in which they are in control.
Where he went into the stacks at the UN and actually got the documents in the 60s of the Club of Rome meetings where they said, we're going to promote homosexuality. We're going to promote humans being sexless. That's also in Brave New World, 1932. People say, how did he predict so much? Well, Huxley, before he died in 61, he wrote a book about it, Brave New World Revisited, nonfiction. Said, no, this is actually a plan hatched by the British Empire model that was commissioned by Sir Francis Galton in 1855 with the Royal Commission. So we're living in a royal commission where the British Empire said, we want biometrics, we want things called computers, and we want to be able to learn the secrets of the human genome, and we want to be able to program humans to basically be manufactured in factories. And you're like, wait a minute, they didn't discover the DNA until the 40s. No, they didn't, folks. The double helix in the ancient Sumerian text, Babylonian, Egyptian, and Greek, is two snakes intertwined. They actually, Galton invented biometrics, invented the idea of computers, and they had hidden knowledge going back that Plato didn't publish, but they held on to about advanced civilization that was here before. And they had maps of the world, and they knew all that stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They just kept the public dumb because they didn't want the public to understand it and know it. And then Christians, with the Gutenberg press and the printing press, began the Renaissance 550 years ago, and the New World Order has been playing catch-up and trying to suppress it ever since then. So we innately see movies with robots and spaceships, and it feels so familiar. It feels so yesterday because it's epigenetics, ladies and gentlemen, that this planet is not the first rodeo. And that's what they know. They don't laugh at this. They all know that. And so it's here, the second Atlantis. And you know how Atlantis ended. All right, Judge Joe Brown is going to come on and talk about politics, the world, the show trials that are going on, and so much more. Next segment, but I mentioned this, the hypocrisy of these people, they think you're stupid. They tell you you're bad. They tell you having a car is bad. They tell you having a job is bad. Air conditioning is bad, like Obama famously told Africans 10 years ago on his visit to Africa. Give up your yacht before lecturing the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, sinks DiCaprio in Titanic Twitter thread. Here's the actual article, Infowars.com. Brazilian President Bolsonaro gave Leonardo DiCaprio a lecture in hypocrisy, telling the virtue-signaling actor that he should give up his yacht before lecturing the world about environment. That's right. DiCaprio was pictured vacationing with friends on the $150 million Vava 2, the largest yacht manufactured in Britain, which is estimated to produce 238,000 kilograms of carbon dioxide per mile, as much as the average British car emits in 2 months. But it's okay, because he's a king. He's Leonardo DiCaprio. He deserves to live. You don't get your food. And here it is. Such a powerful, in-depth, 12-page report that everybody should read from the Economic Times, or the Epic Times, Epoch Times. UN World Economic Forum, behind global war on farmers, say experts, cutting off the food, not global warming. They're cutting it off with their SDGs and their systems. We just spent a whole show on that. This is the real crisis coming. And speaking of depopulation, New York Post, new Star Wars book suggests Obi-Wan Kenobi's bisexual. Well, what really matters is that Obi-Wan Kenobi not have any children. This is all about depopulation. We're going to go to break, come back with our special guest. First thing I want to do, though, is remind you that we are in the fight of our lives, and InfoWars is seen as the enemy, as you. The enemy sees this operation as populist resistance, and it is enraged by it, and it hates it, and it believes if it can shut us down, it can defeat everybody. So please, go to InfoWars.com/crypto. and make a donation. You've been keeping us on air. We thank you. Couldn't do better with your money. And get products at InfoWarsStore.com, like our amazing turmeric formula, Body's strongest turmeric concentrate out there. Incredible for inflammation, your immune system, Body's ultimate turmeric formula. Diet Force now in stock, selling out quick. Vitamineral Fusion sold out for 6+ months, back in stock. And we're going to win. We're going to stay on air. But we are literally neck and neck right now, and we need that support. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. And check out the great products. Get an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt. Get a 2000 Mules film. Get an Alex's War film. Pre-order the film's now shipping. Pre-order The Great Reset and The War for the World. Ships next month. Or now, this month now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is such a historic moment. To be here with you is a real blessing. And great job, crew. We'll be right back.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
In the UK being arrested for posting a transgender flag with a swastika on it, saying he thinks it's a tyranny. That's coming up next segment. But, Judge, thank you so much for coming on with us. There's so much to get into, so much to talk about. Biden collapsing, the borders open, all these wars are trying to start, Pelosi going to Taiwan, and then we got the show trials against me going on. I've already been found guilty by these judges. Where do you want to start?
Anywhere. You pick a point, sir. It's your show. I'm ready to go.
Well, let's start with my show trials, which is going to be a precedent for everybody else. Gave them all the discovery in Connecticut and Texas, four different lawsuits, four different trials. The first one is in its second week now here in Austin. We can't call witnesses. We can only talk to witnesses they've called. The judge admonishes the jury. I'm already guilty. What do you make of things like this?
Well, you have this process in American law called the appeal. Now, you are operating under New York Times versus Sullivan, and it's certainly a topical event, and that means that it's sort of up for grabs. It's kind of hard if you are the subject of a public incident to escape commentary, and what you're looking at basically is a rather unfortunate trend that we have gotten in place right now where people are trying to suppress the First Amendment. It looks like the National Socialist Workers Party type thing, and there is an implementation of another device that has gotten put in place over the last several decades, and that is, if you can't win the case, bankrupt, which seems to be a situation, the defendant to get him out of the way so you don't have to worry about it. And that's just not American law, where you can basically, with impunity, engage in abusive process. So it's a mess, and somebody is going to be stuck at the tip of the spear when the absolutely necessary challenge to this kind of thing occurs. It looks like whether they intend it or not, they're putting you right there. Congratulations, you get to make law.
Yes, sir, we are definitely at the tip of the spear together. Here's an example. We declare full bankruptcy because we don't have the money to have two trials at once. Got one starting 2 weeks around Austin and 2 weeks in Connecticut. The same people, same law firms basically involved running it. Jury selection to start Connecticut Sandy Hook damages trial despite Alex Jones' company's bankruptcy. So we declare bankruptcy on Friday. Federal law says it puts a stay. The judge in Connecticut this morning, here's the Connecticut newspaper, said, I don't care what federal law says, it goes ahead. And we lifted the stay for Austin to keep it going. The judge said, I don't need you to lift it. I'm going forward anyways. So what do you make of a state court saying we're going to, because I've talked to bankruptcy lawyers. No one's ever done this. These people are such judicial activists. They are saying we're ignoring bankruptcy and we're going forward.
Well, you can always approach the individual that's wearing the bat cape over the bankruptcy court in question, and if not that person, then to the federal district court judge, and he might get somebody's attention.
No, I agree. Exactly. So that's what we're doing, is going to the federal judges. But the point is, when they've looked at the law, they've never seen state courts tell the federal court go to hell. That just shows the crazy-eyedness of these Democrat judges, in my view.
Well, it's reflective of the extreme polarization that's now extant in the country. You know, some of us understand that if we're going to be free, there are collateral damages to the freedom. They don't like this thing that comes with the Second Amendment because they think they should be safe. But now, to take their point and say, okay, let's be safe, we'll give up your cars and everybody take public transportation. That cut down the death toll very considerably. But you see, modern transportation needs the ability to get around and do what you need to do. Well, we freely accept the collateral damage that comes from operating motor vehicles on highways. People die and get critically injured, mutilated, and all sorts of things happen. But we don't want to give up the operation of motor vehicles by private citizens. So we accept the collateral consequences. Well, if you want to be free, there are certain collateral consequences that come with that, and one of them is that some unmanly idiot who wants to perp out and shoot up a Sandy Hook school will be able to get a hold of some of the devices that the rest of us need to have access to so we can stay free. Because as you see what's going on, there is this defiance coming from the left that doesn't care what the law is. They want their position in place. They want their point made. They want it to be as they want it and hell with everybody else. So we have a struggle here. Those who want to be free and those who would rather be safe sheep someplace with a sheep herder telling them what to do.
And, of course, sheep get slaughtered. And that's the real danger. Eisenhower gave a speech at a university. I forget which one. We played the clip years ago where he said, listen, I can make you totally safe. I can put you all in a prison cell.
That's what it is. So do you want to be a free person? And I think this thing that is going on now is the result of the suppression of masculinity in this country. Masculinity is inputting into a young male child those protocols, those precepts, those standards, so that when he grows up as an adult male, he can become a man. He becomes a man of public peace, dignity, and order, who can be brave and courageous when necessary. He is a person that is willing to sacrifice himself for the good of the many in the appropriate situation. He is a person who wants to make where he lives a better, safer, more secure place filled with economic prosperity, sense of purpose, morality, ethics.
Judge Joe Brown, stay there, because that's what I wanted to get to next, is the attack on masculinity. Why would the system attack the heart of our strength, and how do we counter that? Straight ahead, stay with us.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, a British war veteran, 60-plus years old, posted on his Facebook a few days ago, the transgender flag, when you put it back-to-back, makes a swastika. And the police came and arrested him at his home. There's like a 10-minute video on InfoWars.com of it. It's gone viral over the weekend. But let's just play him actually being arrested when this happened.
No,
which Hampshire Police would realise how ridiculous this is.
What did it need to come to?
Tell us why you escalated it to this level. Because I don't understand. I posted something that he posted. You come to arrest me, you don't arrest him. Why has it come to this? Why am I in cuffs? Because of something he shared, then I shared.
Because someone has been caused, obviously, anxiety based upon your social media sites.
So because someone saw the transgender flag as a swastika, the left calls conservatives Nazis all day, he's now arrested. England didn't do this just a few years ago. This is a global program. It's what's coming here. British police arrest man for sharing a meme on Facebook. Video has emerged of British police arresting an army veteran after the man shared a meme of Facebook that he claimed to have caused anxiety for someone. The full arrest is on Infowars.com. So this isn't just about these people's right to attack our children with sterilization or castration or to take over women's sports. Now you're arrested if you criticize it. Judge Joe Brown.
All right. We have a grave danger that is facing us. I was a teaching assistant 55 years ago for a visiting professor. And this woman said America is in a grave, is in grave danger of becoming fascist. Not through the efforts of any jackboot wearing, goose stepping, Zeke Heil political thugs, but from what she put as pink panty wearing, long haired beatniks, who in the name of saving you from yourself would be glad to impose these conditions of fascism. Now, under our system here, that's supposed to be absolutely protected speech. It is a commentary on how LGBTQ as a cult is attempting to use the most fascist of methodologies to impose their position on us. They seem to have gotten quite a few elected officials who I think were part of that Q factor, which stands for questioning, and they're in the closet, and they are trying to put a position that makes what they do on the down low politically and socially acceptable. So they're taking advantage of a vulnerability in our system because of the current level of emasculation to frighten those who lack masculine principles in their souls and take advantage of the situation. The latest manifestation in this country is this sweeping thing about hate crime, about hate speech. And if you examine our history, anytime we have gotten into trying to protect people's feelings, we have created monsters that come back to haunt the people that created them within about a decade.
And we just saw a man arrested for posting a transgender flag and criticizing it in England. And it's the same globalists running that operation that are running this. This is where they want to take us.
And let me say something about what we're looking at with LGBTQ as a cult. I suspect that not all gays support LGBTQ because LGBTQ is too closely associated with pedophilia and a number of things that have caused some of these people to endure a lifetime of being outside the norm, which is you grow up, you court, you breed, you raise the children, you become a grandparent, you die, and the cycle goes on and on. They're outside of that. And as you can see from what you just put up, there is a difference between trying to render yourself acceptable and trying to recruit. See, there is this thing about reality. Heterosexuals reproduce, homosexuals recruit. Not all of them, but some of them. And that's what you're looking at right here. They're trying to make what is essentially an abnormality normal. Now, if I can go on that a second. When I read, I have to put on 1495, 2895 reading glasses from Walgreens or CVS or wherever. A lot of us have to wear contacts or glasses, prescription glasses to see. If we don't have 20/20 vision, we don't have normal vision. But we accommodate that. If you're not inside this breeding thing, courting thing, child-rearing thing on the human model, you're not normal. That doesn't mean you have to be thrown to the wayside, but that doesn't mean you have to impose your abnormality on everybody else.
Exactly. The groomers are taking over.
Yeah. It would not be appropriate to make everybody suffer an operation so that they can't see 2020 if they already can't. So that's the kind of normalcy I'm saying. But now, back to this thing about a cult. You have Judaism, people go to synagogues, you have Christianity, they go to churches, they have Islam, they go to mosques, we have Hindus, they go to temples, we have Buddhists, Zen practitioners who go to temples, etc. The last few are classified as a religion, but there is no deity associated with them. What you have with LGBTQ is the same kind of system of philosophy. So it is effectively a de facto religion.
It is.
Even though there's no God to it. So what they're trying to do is corrupt the constitution of the country and make LGBTQ the official religion of the United States and various states. There's supposed to be a separation of church and state, and you can't teach Christianity in a public school, can't teach Judaism, you can't teach Islam.
And you can't teach pedophilia.
But they can force that. They can force.
That's exactly what they're doing, and it's got the biggest corporations backing.
Now, let me say this about somebody I knew who was gay that I still know from Hollywood. They said, just like if you're a Christian, that doesn't mean you supported Reverend Jim Jones or drinking Kool-Aid at a church picnic. Or if you're Islam, that doesn't mean you support Al-Qaeda or ISIS.
Well, that's right. Facebook and others are now censoring gays against groomers. The majority of gay people don't want to be part of this. They're being censored more than anybody.
Yeah. So you see, we've got the imposition of fascist methods with hate speech being something that is being criminalized. Now,
they go from let us get married to let us have your children. Judge Joe Brown is on fire. Stay with us, sir. We'll be right back with Judge Joe Brown on the other side. Be sure to check out his website, judgejoebrownshow.com. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. Several TVs in there with a bunch of news channels on them. And it was monkeypox. We've got to give up our rights. We need a new emergency. We declare we need to wear masks again. And then CNN cut to a doctor and he said, well, it's actually men having sex for like 10 men a day and depositing bodily fluids into each other's bodies. That's 99% of the cases. There's been one death in Europe. But then don't criticize these communities that are doing this. This is unhealthy if anybody was doing this type of behavior. And again, it goes back to this cult that has to run everything and then has to give us diseases and then has to lock us down. It's just unbelievable to see this. And Drudge Report says shared through sex, they admit that's where it's coming from. So this is their new lockdown, their new plan. The UN's already declared an emergency. Biden's set to announce one. Here's just another example of the political and cultural curse that is this cult, Dr. Judge Joe Brown.
Okay, let me say something about monkeypox. Technically, if it's not spread from human to human, as you described, it most likely comes from rodents. It's called monkeypox because it was first noted in laboratory monkeys that it were experimented upon back in the early 1950s. Technically, it's very close to smallpox, which is an absolutely dreadful disease. Now, if you have an immunity to smallpox, you have an immunity to monkeypox. It basically looks the same, with the exception of the fact that the pustules will appear on the soles of people's feet and on the palms of their hands, unlike smallpox. We haven't inoculated anyone for smallpox in going on 40 years because essentially they thought they had cured it. But this is one of these offshoots. And the treatment for the disease is the same as the treatment that they now have for smallpox if they catch it in time. It's spreading through the gay communities. And interestingly enough, it's also popped up in children. It doesn't deal with most adults who are almost overwhelmingly heterosexual. Now, this is a mild case, but it does show up in homosexuals and now in children. So we can think about how it jumped from that crowd to children.
Well, that's right. They keep saying, oh, we have five cases of children who are in contact with gay men.
Mm-hmm. Now, that whole, see, this thing, I'll give an example. In California, Los Angeles, there was a woman I dated for years and years and years. We were very good friends, and she's got a son who's in his late, well, mid-40s now. He bought a house out in Los Angeles. It was not a bad house, pretty good. And he found out he had gay neighbors. He didn't care, but they came over and asked him to display a rainbow flag, and he refused. So they started walking their dogs over to his lawn and having them crap in his yard. Now, in L.A. County, you're supposed to pick up after your dog. They weren't. So he started videoing this, and he caught them taking a big dog right into the middle of his yard to take a dump. So he yelled out of the window, and this is on the tape, which I reviewed, and he said, what the hell's wrong with you? So they called him the N-word, and he took offense, and he called them the F-word. So they took offense, and the tape records them using the N-word 11, 12 times and some other bad things. He used the F-word twice. Well, they ran down to the local LAPD precinct, and they swore out a warrant for him against him for using hate speech. Well, each side had video recordations of this, and they were played at this trial, and my friend's son got convicted, got sentenced to 30 days, and was suspended. He had to do 250 hours of community service.
So what we saw in England, people being arrested for putting a swastika on the flag, on their flag, I mean, this is thought crime is happening in America.
Yeah, this happened. This has been a few years ago. So he got 1129 probation, 30 days suspended, 250 hours of community service and a large fine. And that just was unacceptable because both sides were saying negative things about each other. But you see, the N-word is not prescribed, but the F-word is prescribed. So that was hate speech, and that became a misdemeanor.
So the F-word trumps the N-word.
Yes, it does. And that's what the problem is. It's not applied with an even hand because there is an objective here, and that is to promote this agenda, which is trying to basically destroy masculinity. Let me say this. Masculinity is a tough thing. When the Titanic goes down, the men are supposed to stand up and say, ma'am, you and your child may have my seat in the lifeboat. That takes a lot of conditioning, that takes a lot of work, that takes a certain amount of intestinal fortitude in order to carry that off. Now, there are a lot of people that would love to put on dresses now and say, oh, no, I'm not giving up my seat. See, they can't reproduce and bear children.
That's right. They don't want a large portion doesn't want the responsibility of being a man. That's what it's all about.
Well, not only that, it's a cop-out. And the other thing is they want the advantages of a woman without being able to deliver any of the things that women deliver. See, women go through a lot. That's why we put them on pedestals. They've got to go through having menstrual cycles, hormonal imbalances, menopause. They've got to go through pregnancy, the delivery, and all of that. We worship our women, and we say, my mantra is protecting womanhood and promoting manhood. Men are expendable. Women and children are a resource. We die for them. But you see, some people want those advantages without being able
That's
to...
That's right, and they tricked women into giving up their position of supremacy.
That's right. And I always joke about it. I think it's kind of funny because I have been about the business all my whole adult life and a little before that of being about the pursuit, acquisition, and enjoyment of nookie. And women are the sole source of nookie on the planet Earth. So when somebody starts trying to present to me like, hey, you want to take this substitute? And I say, hell no, I don't swing that way. You know, you can't get from me what I would give to a woman because you can't do what a woman can do. And even if it's not for me, we want to keep the human race going, so we need the next generation, which means we need women who are willing to accept the burdens and responsibilities of being a woman, and that inspires us to accept the burdens and responsibilities of being a man.
And so in closing here, Judge Brown, I want to get you back on soon. We really appreciate your time. We've been super tolerant, totally open. And now it's turned into a gang. It's turned into a cult with corporate backing. It's trying to take over our children, our lives, and tell us we got to join their cult. We got to join their gang. And that's really what this is.
That's what it is, and we have to fight it. We're 95% of the population in this country. They are somewhere around 5, maybe 6%, but they're acting like they are the majority of the population. Maybe they're the majority of our elected officials who need to, well, I mean, it's the 21st century.
So it's the tail wagging the dog. It's the tail wagging the dog. All right. Powerful, powerful interview. How do folks get your delicious barbecue sauce? I love it.
There you go. JJBBQ.com. And thank you for carrying that product. It's best you'll taste. And there's another thing, too. JJB in 2023 for mayor of Memphis, Tennessee. Send
Wait a minute. You got to do 5 more minutes. I know you got to go. We're going to do a 2-minute break. I'm done. I saw you on Harrison last week, but I missed the fact you're running for mayor. We got to talk about that. We'll be right back, and then Robert Barnes takes over because I got to go down to court where I've already been found guilty by a judge for free speech. So we're going to come back in 2 minutes with Judge Joe Brown. I didn't know he was running for mayor. Wow, that's exciting. We'll be right back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.